This is Daily Discipleship with Leroy Imes. Every word we speak for God is like chaff or grain. Today, Leroy tells why from Jeremiah chapter 23. Daily Discipleship is a radio outreach of the Navigators, whose purpose is to know Christ and to make Him known around the world. And now, Leroy Imes.
You know, you don't need a degree in agronomy to know the difference between chaff and grain. When I was growing up on the farm in Iowa, we used to have thrashing days. The grain was cut in the fields and then run through a thrashing machine. I can remember vividly watching the wind carry the chaff away, and no one cared. No one gave a hoot. Why? Because chaff is worthless. In today's passage, God says that His word is like grain, while human opinion is like chaff or straw. The Lord said it because there were false prophets who claimed to have a message from God. But in reality, what they spoke was nothing more than their own foolish dreams. Sounds like today, doesn't it? People speaking visions from their own minds, not from the mouth of the Lord. In Jeremiah 23, verse 28, we find these words from God. Let the prophet who has a dream tell his dream, but let the one who has my word speak it faithfully. For what has straw to do with grain, declares the Lord? If we compare straw or chaff with grain, we find a number of interesting contrasts. For instance, straw is light and can be easily driven away by the wind. Grain, however, is weighty and has substance. If you eat a bowl of straw, you won't be nourished. But grain has food value. If you plant a bushel of straw, will you get a crop? No, of course not. There is no life in the straw. But if you plant a bushel of wheat, you get a harvest many times greater than the amount of grain you put in the ground. When it comes to speaking the message of God, human philosophy and reason is like straw or chaff. It is light, vain, and worthless. But the Word of God has spiritual food value. It has life within it and the power to bring people to faith in God. Think of this with regard to your witness for Christ. Your own arguments and opinions will not produce a harvest of souls. Contrast the words, well, it seems to me, with the Bible says, or thus saith the Lord. One is weightless and has no convicting power. But calling a person's attention to the Word of God is like sending grain to the people in famine. There is life if they will receive it. As you talk to people about Christ today, don't trust in your own arguments. Trust the Word of God. We are born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God that lives and abides forever. Until tomorrow, this is Leroy Imes.
Scripture memory is a spiritual discipline that can change your life. To help you begin, we'd like to send you a free copy of Going On with Christ. We think you'll find this booklet encouraging in your walk of daily discipleship. Write The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934, and ask for your free copy of Going On with Christ. That's The Navigators, Colorado Springs, Colorado 80934. If you're curious about God's plans for you, read Jeremiah chapters 26 through 29. And join us on Daily Discipleship.